The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour.
Hello, and welcome back to The Elephas Hour. Probably the least predictable audio drama podcast series out there. Or maybe not. I feel like I've always alternated from the serious to the less serious every 3 weeks. The first one, Work of Mercy, wasn't awfully lighthearted, and The Reactionary Bastard was kind of like that. And, okay, maybe not so much from them. Anyway, this week, I've returned to the maddening world of the biblical adaptations for probably the only one this year. This week is a drama called Yeshua. And if you don't know, that's the Aramaic name for Jesus. Just a while before Easter. I was planning on doing this sometime around Easter alongside a very different two-parter I'm working on, but I couldn't figure the production schedules around that way, so... And, well, there's one more reason. The thing is, it's also why I started off with Work of Mercy, an adaptation of the account of Jonah, as the first drama I sent it out in the world. There is an awful lot I want to say about that and this drama, but I'll try to dilute it down. Any biblical adaptation that I plan on doing or actually do is very personal to me because, if I haven't already said, I'm a Christian. Over my growth and journey of being a Christian and hearing accounts and stories from and not from the Bible, shocker, and I'd always been taught that the Bible has the world's greatest stories and are God-breathed, inherently true and brought about everyone's salvation. And every time I heard or read these accounts, they were always, always definitions and expectations of these things, and I always accepted them to be that way. Naturally, I watched a ton of biblical adaptations over the years, particularly by Christians, and at a point in 2014, I don't know if you remember that, I think it was called The Year of the Bible with movies coming from big and little studios. Anything not made by an overtly Christian studio was going to be inaccurate and probably untrue. I kind of ended up denouncing and kind of making fun of those films, kind of like most Christians out there in my mind. I think some of the consensus was that these films were made for people who wanted to mock the Bible or to try to drag us in, which obviously we wouldn't do. We just go see other movies that try to drag us in. Or so I thought. I did eventually watch these movies, and all right, they were Noah by Darren Aronofsky and Exodus, Gods and Kings, pretty good movies in hindsight, and I realized something. They made me think about God and the Bible more than any Christian-made biblical adaptation I'd seen so far. Now, I kind of want to give a non-biblical example without kind of taking up too much time, but, you know, just to kind of maybe put this in context. One of my favorite books of all time is Rudyard Kipling's The Jungle Book. He actually made two of them. They're kind of compiled into one big thing if you're fortunate enough to find it. And, of course, with me, I look up adaptations of the stuff that I read. And with The Jungle Book, there's been quite a few over the years, but none of the ones I've seen, judging from the 1942 Alexander Korda one, which was kind of faithful, I guess, in the end, it's kind of the most faithful to the, obviously, the most popular one, the animated Jungle Book and its remake, which I actually liked. But I think it was 2 years ago, the filmmaker and actor Andy Serkis, one of my favorite actors, was attached to direct his own version of The Jungle Book using the motion capture techniques that he's well known for. And that ended up getting a really long production process, well, not production process, I guess just release process, and ended up getting pushed back from 2016, 2015 to 2018, where you have to, I think that's the only place you can watch it on Netflix, unless you could just watch clips online. I was looking forward to it because it promised to be a a faithful adaptation, a really faithful adaptation, which is what I kind of wanted if I didn't adapt it at some point, which I may do on this podcast, you don't know. And so I watched it, and the thing is, it wasn't 100% faithful to the actual words and plot of both books, but I felt like it was really faithful to the spirit of the books. And I'm not sure if it made a better movie or not. I mean, I still kind of want a really faithful adaptation to the actual plot lines, but, you know, it wasn't breaking spirit or faith or any kind of context from the books. It was, you know, actually there is a line in the movie spoken by Ka the Python to Mowgli, the protagonist, who is the boy raised by wolves, about how he is both of the jungle and not, or neither or both. And that's kind of how I felt about the movie itself. It's a faithful adaptation, but it's kind of not. It's kind of a mixture of things. And I guess you could say that for any adaptation, unless it's 100% faithful, it's of the adaptation, but it's not. I don't know if that helps. Now, I guess The Jungle Book obviously isn't this on the same tier as the Bible, although I kind of jokingly refer it to as my Bible, but here's my point I'm trying to make. What I've decided over the years is that with a book that is persistently touted as God-breathed, yet edited and compiled over the years, I mean, even from the beginnings of Christianity, that examining and exploring and interpreting different aspects of it than what we've already done is extremely necessary. The accounts with facts and traditions I believed over the years, I think they deserve another look, however radical. Why? Because the Bible and the accounts it contains aren't just for believers of it. And if we do that, and if we believe that, then no one's going to want to look for these things, because Christians have already told their version over and over again. I wanted to explore different notions and themes, such as work of mercy with Jonah, and now a question with Yeshua, the big Christ, human and God. Why would he do what he did? Put all the miracles and resurrection out of your mind. With all the ways that we as people have abused and translated or what he's done, why would he want to do what he did if he knew we were going to do that? If he had the foreknowledge that we were going to do that? Is that a deep question? I know if you asked a pastor, they'd probably tell you that he loved humanity and died for you and defeated sin and death by his resurrection. That's probably what they'd tell you if you asked. I mean, I guess that sounds like what a person like that would do if he loved the people on the earth with no hesitation. What? He did all this without a struggle? No questions? Well, maybe he did, but he quickly stopped. He loved his Father God too much, and I'm getting too much into that. I mean, there's probably a very good chance that you may believe that, or, I don't know, there's equally a good chance, obviously there's equally a good chance that you aren't sure about that, or don't really believe that all the way, unless you're in America. But guys, this is kind of an exploration for me and you. This is my exploration, a look, not necessarily 100% the way it happened, 100%. Look at Yeshua. What we're doing here is we're joining him, exploring a question of why did he do what he did? What did he do? I'm not asking you to believe in him, but, well, not at first if you want. What I am asking for is probably an angry mob if you think about it, just so we can look at this question and at who Yeshua was, is... Anyway, this is as much my exploration for me as it is for you. This is Yeshua on the Eliphas Hour.
Do you dream often? When you close your eyes and relax every part of you, do you let a dream take over? I've had one every night of my life. Every time I've dozed off. I remember the first one I ever had. I see it every time I close my eyes. Think of it every moment. It's dark in my dream. Almost pitch black, except for a beam of light guiding my way. I'm not afraid. In fact, I feel like a prince. And that's probably because of the robes and crown I have on. Besides, it's beautiful where I am. It is perfect. Nothing wrong. Anyway, I follow the light into this garden. Everything smells wonderful. Then I reach the tree, bathed in light, its fruit weighing down its branches. But I'm not alone. There's someone else at the tree. There's a hand, begging for help. And I reach out to take the hand. There's someone else at my foot, grabbing my ankle.
Come here.
As soon as I try to reach down, someone turns me.
Come here.
More and more hands come. More and more bodies belonging to them.
Wait. Come here. Move to me.
They're all speaking at once. I can understand them all.
You're your child. Listen to me. Listen.
Do something. Don't leave us. Don't leave us.
Wait.
You tear at me.
Get out. Help me. Help me.
You listen to me.
No, wait. No, wait.
They push me past the tree.
Stop.
And the clothes I was wearing, the shawls of royalty are gone. Now I've got torn working robes. That's at the end of the dream. There's a feeling that washes over me. And that feeling stays with me even as I wake up. That everything that happened in the dream was because of me. No, that's... What is... You're not the first talking like this. But I am a man. And that is not... That's not the point. Go away. Did you hear what I said about the dream? I can't go too fast. If I'm too fast, they don't need to see. Do I think ahead or not? By question, yes or no. Fine. I won't. That's not possible. You know it's not. If I don't look ahead and
and start. Do you know what? Just. What's going on? I came out to agree on something, but all we've got is.
Hey! Down there!
Hello.
What are you doing down there?
What?
What are you doing down there, or out here at this time of day? And maybe you can see we're out of the midday. You know what that means?
Tell them, Judas.
Robbers hide.
Everyone's staying in the city, though.
You're in a small grove in the valley, and we're less than a mile from Capernaum. It's hardly a wilderness.
You don't think anywhere could be a wilderness?
Wilderness means you're alone. And you're not. Ask the trees.
Ask us. Who are you?
We...
Sorry, Clopas, I know. Someone called you out in the market. Sorry.
What did he... Wonderful.
Maybe you should have stayed there, more people. Unless you like it out here.
It's not bad. Home enough.
Who are you? Well, I mean, what are you? What do you do?
A Koresh from Nazareth.
Oh, is that... I'm going.
Hey, wait, Clopas. We don't... We're almost... I don't... He doesn't like carpenters.
I see. Are you going to rob me? Only it sounded... Maybe it was implying robbery, or...
You should talk. I heard you in that market. You sounded like you were implying a lot of things. Some advice? Say what you mean. Unless you're a teacher, nobody's going to like implication.
Is that implication or interpretation?
It means a Nazarene should say what he means. That's all. That's what you do. Or if... Are you a zealot? A Sicari?
No.
Oh.
You going to put down the rock?
What if I need to be careful?
You still didn't tell me who you are.
Judas. And don't start comparing me with that one zealot. I'm not him. I hate living under the Romans. I do. But I'm not him. You'll just have to wait for our Mashiach savior like everyone else. Unless you want to die first. who knows? He could be me.
Is it?
No. I'm just an honest peddler.
After you rob or before?
Let's not talk about that. I want to know why you're away from Nazareth and right here.
I was sent for work.
Your employer sent you?
Yes.
Family business? The best ones are. Your father sent you?
I said yes.
I don't believe you. You'd have more things with you, maybe a donkey. You've got nothing. And you're talking to yourself.
Well, if you want to come down and...
No. No. You're crazy. And why would you want to talk to a robber, anyway? You'll just tell me what I want to hear. Here. Carve the stone into something. It's good stone. Change it for bread. That's honest. Then go home.
Wait. Hey. I liked him. Why did I tell you about the dream? I know you've heard it 1,000 times. It must have passed up to you somehow. I don't think it's made from evil. Troubled spirit pressing me down like grapes. It's something else pressing. I think it's something you both know. But let me... Let me see if I got this right. Us, Israelite, have a law that gives out sins, lists sin. Any one of them made could bring about exile or stoning, death, living or no. It was given by, can't say the name, our God. Wouldn't you know we were sinful? We knew it. And so... It seems the Lord then sent the Romans here to punish us. A Mashiach, deliverer, could lift our burden. True, but he can't lift the law. Not that it needs lifting. We need a chance. So was he always away or something?
He's cleaving with his axe already, Obed.
Have you seen a carpenter with an axe?
There's one right...
He's back. Rabbi! Rabbi!
Yes, sir. Yes, Rabbi, teach...
Your mother said we were welcome at her house.
Hello?
Give me a second. Don't you think we should be taken care of? I should be taking care of the nets right now.
I always come back for that. I always come back and fish, and back to fish in the lake, Simon.
There's better things than listening to some screamer who... He used to be a rabbi, teacher, right?
Doesn't matter. And who told you that, your wife?
And who told you this was the Mashiach? Same screamer. Prepare the way. Fire, fire.
You were a while. But can I stop you anyway? You really think it's good for your mother to be alone?
What's happened here?
Life, Yeshua. Life at home. You can't stay angry forever.
Who said I'm angry? Where'd you get that?
Yeshua, the wedding wasn't that long ago. Do you know it's the first time any one of our house has been invited since... Is that an excuse?
Don't worry, Mother.
Those men you brought here... Well, there they are. Your brothers hate me for it.
I want them here.
Will you go off again?
Not today.
You'll stay in the courtyard? In the house? It's not in the fields.
I don't want to hide.
You like Capernaum better than Nazareth already? Nice to treat your hometown friends like that. I already said that to the neighbors. I just... God chose me to have you. What was that arrogant? Don't answer. He chose you. He chooses people who obey his words. And even us in Nazareth know that. So what are you doing? You're making the wrong people your enemies.
Mother.
I already did that.
Not every...
Why can't I ask if he really is a whoreson?
That's...
Be quiet. Not at first. Not what I've heard. Maybe an angel touched her womb. It could happen.
You have to ask.
His mother was married to Joseph...
A carpenter.
Or if she called the man an angel, as he...
Andrew's right. All right? Sirs, a begging of understanding if I'm intruding, but my son, have I told you about his younger years?
Was an angel involved?
The Spirit of God placed Yeshua into my body, not a man. The angel asked if I was willing, and, well... What else could I do but God's will? So, that's my truth. Others might tell you differently.
That's what they do now.
But that means you were right in the synagogue. The reading you were asked in Isaiah the prophecy.
I did. And that's what I plan to do. Does that mean we'll be free soon? Probably not the way you think. Do you know what it means to be free? Not with all the Roman laws, I don't. You think that they abuse what they set up? In our case, wouldn't have to. Their law's stifling already. You could say that about any law. If you used it for stifling enough. We're not the law.
Not Moshe's law, the law the teachers keep. It's all good.
Good can be twisted. Perfection can be torn. And the way there, depending on who you ask, might as well be sold. So what do you say?
The law needs to be fixed? To be changed? That's not what the Mashiach would say.
You know, I tried to tell him this. People tried to throw him off a cliff for that.
The best thing to do is wait for him. The Mashiach.
Says them.
But people said you did a miracle. Healing the bedridden boy in Capernaum.
Turned water into wine back in Cana. I think, right?
Do you want to know what happened there?
No, he
she
doesn't.
She heard first that the host was out of wine.
You were saving his dignity. Is that too much to ask?
Friends, here's a lesson. Never rush things that aren't at the right time. Especially if they're none of your business. Still angry. But you're all here because of that, right? I'm here because of these two, and they're here because the screamer in the Jordan told them to see your son.
Cursed.
Can we talk about the law again? I don't
know if I understand.
Well, the laws are simple, aren't they? Obey them, and you'll prosper. Break them, and the Lord won't shy from disaster. But you'd agree there's been addendums, additions, only from a teacher's interpretation. What are you saying? If you have a ready-made wineskin, but stitching at the seams, trying to make it rough or stitch a leak, is it going to hold the wine for too long? You can't speak for the new wine going in anyway. Everyone knows old wine's the best.
What's the new wine? Don't any of you want to leave wine alone? All I want to know is what the new wine is.
Are you listening? The wineskin's Moshe's law and the wine's... No, the wine's... The law... No. Standards.
No.
Well, I don't understand. You don't understand. I see. God makes things we don't understand. I don't think we can understand at first. Or ever. But what you do understand, I want to help grow. Now, when I say that, there is something much deeper than the Romans and death and punishment that holds every person. And it leaves you hungry.
Unsatisfied?
Yes. Us and God. I want to satisfy it. It can't save many lives. Maybe everyone.
All Israel, from here to Jerusalem?
Everyone. But if you decide to stay with me... If you stay with me, keep your guard up. Things can fall and tear and be found. Come on. I've got work. So do you. I can't leave it. You can. I can't. Can we do it together? It's not really a saying. God said it and meant it.
Well, I desire mercy instead of sacrifice. So we'll just leave the animal alone after putting our sin on it instead of killing it?
If we did what he asked, we wouldn't need the animal for that.
That's stupid.
There isn't a need like that in the kingdom of heaven.
Well, it should come down here so I can see and be happy. Why would I want to spend money on an extra goat?
No. Don't say what you can't take back.
Teacher.
Yes. I actually try to be a good teacher. A sacrificed lamb that you bought is the only way you could pay for everything.
God wouldn't send a lamb himself.
He does. And you can buy them. When the Mashiach comes, God forbid, he won't have to buy one, but if he does, he'll be doing what God wants. Don't you know the scriptures, Nazarene?
He knows how to heal.
Are your family proud of you? Is your father happy? And who is he? What family is he from?
He's always happy with me. And he knows every word I say and you say.
Good. Then you could bring him out and accuse me of giving you sense.
I think Moshe might do that. By its own rules, the law of Moshe can condemn everyone.
Which is why you need a
goat. What's the point of this? They're going around in circles. I'll clear this up. He's saying he's the son of the Most High.
What? If he did...
You should stone him. No, I'll do it. Hey, no.
Wait. Go back to Magdala.
You can't get rid of a woman's possession that way. There's at least 7 devils in her.
You think so? Just stone him.
We'll do it after you. Shut up. Why do you have to talk to her like that? Words can be daggers. Any one of them could condemn you.
Was she right, though? Are you the son of... You know.
My father tells the truth. That's all he says. And it's all I say. What else can I say?
Somewhere in there you condemned yourself. Already because you visit with Samaritans, I heard. Not to mention tax collectors, whores, sinners. Isn't that all of us?
Just you. You started by lying. Then you went and said the unforgivable. that's not too different from everyone, I suppose.
I'm not...
You should go. Before someone kills you.
Wait a minute.
Don't touch me.
I've heard about you. Your name's Mary. Miriam. That's my mother's name.
One of us must be a witch, then.
No one, but... Not exactly. Stop her! Maybe she'll kill him.
I told you not to touch me. Don't talk about things you don't understand. Yeshua. Do you think you can make these people happy? Give them light? I and some people. You should know. That truth threw me out.
Get out.
What?
You heard me. I know about the dark days you give yourself. I've seen them.
What are you talking about? Do you know me?
I love her. Get out.
What did you do?
How are you now?
What did you do?
I think he's cured her. Not today. He shouldn't have. It's a day of rest.
What did you... I haven't felt things. What's gone in my mind? My heart. My heart.
Wait. If someone asks what happened to you, don't tell them. Not yet.
Only because of you.
It's the Lord's doing.
Didn't you mean your father? Isn't that what you said?
You said that. Hey, Judas. You following when I go?
He healed Mary from Magdala. You missed it.
I'll come with you. Please. I can't go back home. And I know other women who could help you if you're traveling.
As long as he is traveling. Take her with you, and this man the thief. Talk about food, do miracles if you want attention. No. Tell the truth. I could tell you the truth right now. I won't do that. Neither should any of you. You wouldn't only cause yourself to stumble over your own cloak. You might cause others to stumble too. Friends? Loved ones, little children. If you make another fall short of God's asking, what good are you doing? Even if you feel good doing it, you'd be a whitewashed tomb. Handsome on the outside, but stuck with a rotting corpse inside. I came to talk to everyone. Your people, these two are too far lost. You? People you think are confused of who they are, or aren't, or should I say, the lost? What good is it for me to yell that I've found a great number of the lost in your eyes? No. But you don't have to watch to know that. Believe me, I will. We're all watching you, Nazarene. Teacher. Kepha? It's alright, we sent the crowd away for today. They're heading back to Gamala. Nice try trying to keep them there.
You explained you were tired. So you won't have to wander off like this again?
Right. I don't suppose you could explain the whole weed story. The rich man... Oh, no. The Son of Man sows the seed.
Why'd he let both of them grow instead of just pulling both up right then? That's not smart.
Yes, it is. He put the wheat from the seed too, remember?
I'm not done. The seed stands for those the Lord chose for the kingdom of heaven. The weeds are the works, the sins of the enemy of this world.
Prince of it too. I remember that part.
The harvest time is when everything comes to a head in time. and weeds and wheat will be judged in that time. In that time, the Son of Man will have been lifted up.
Him again. Is that the Mashiach? Will we do that every day and praise him?
On something no one wants to be raised on. You mean? No. Why? Bear the torn perfection, remember? Who says it won't break again? What did you say? You'll die? And die like that? Don't ever say that. God be my witness, the Mashiach, Son of Man. He'll live a century if I can help. That won't happen. Not if you make it up like that. If you do, you'll just be a stumbling block, so stop! Kepha. I only wanted to understand these stories. And to say thank you again. For letting me, you know. We'll go now. Andrew's going to write this down so we don't forget. Do the others have money for that? You know who to ask.
And half the time, if we read back, how's anyone going to understand him? Something has to change.
Are you done talking from my boat yet? Are you done talking from my boat yet? I'm heading back to shore. Kepha. No, don't let me stop you. Go out on the water again. Look. Every one of us men spend most of the day doing that. I don't want to take the word of someone who just talks all day. You've got a background, too. You mean my mother? Again? Everyone has a history, Kepha. I wish you'd just call me Simon. That's my name. I'll go out because you... I want you to leave me alone, alright? You annoy me. Now, I might lie and curse and sin without consequence, but I still have my... I trust you. Don't worry. Help. Will that help? You and the others? What are you doing here with me? You did this, didn't you? You made the fish go into... What do you think? Almost broke our nets. I'm too sinful for you. Just go. Tell me I'm right. Don't be afraid. Take my hand. You have to tell me I'm right. Tell me I'm right. You have to tell me I'm right. Tell me.
Teacher? What is it?
Just a cloud of thoughts.
Trying to drive them out?
Not everything. Thinking's not wrong.
Good. Because sometimes I need it around you. What is it?
Is it true?
What?
You can't understand me. I say one word and even that's tangled. Every time.
I mean... Sometimes... I'm sorry. But unless you're not trying to teach or reveal something, you say nothing easy. Every time you do that, Every time you do that, we have to guess if you mean just what you said or if it's something else. Well, no. Just your voice picks out your meaning. That doesn't mean it isn't hard. I wish you didn't fault us for that. It's all you. When you heal or do something amazing, it makes sense because you do it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Thanks for the honesty.
If you were anyone else, they'd say I shouldn't be that honest. But that's why I came. To be honest, and to learn. It's strange, not being in a courtyard, safe around a fire. I thought, yes, leaving that would be strange, but it'd be safe. I don't know now. Every day, everywhere we walk, I hear people talking about you. What you do, what you say. Some of what they say makes more sense than, you know.
You read my thoughts. There's just one source, though. One that's true, anyway.
If you mean the Lord, I'll try. I'll try to listen. But he's quiet so far.
He talks to me often. When you hear his thoughts, it's as if... it's like a rush of water. Forceful and clear. A little stream of water comes and joins that one stream. And you can't tell what started the big stream in the first place. But when you do, it's so hard. Clear.
Clear to you.
But I'm not stopping. I can't.
Why? Why is it worth it to you? Maybe Mashiach. And why are you talking to her?
She decided to follow me. Same as you.
To hear what she wants. I believe him. I came to learn more. Why are you here?
Yes. Why are you here?
To learn why you're here. Give it to me straight.
To share who God really is. And what he wants.
Then just tell that to the Samaritans and sinners, not your own people. God's still blessing us.
I'm going to us first. Besides, the healthy don't need a doctor, the sick do.
We're sick now.
Sick and burdened with things that can be lifted off, and to start a brand new path.
You could just pay to get well.
Not by you. That might kill you.
What's the sickness anyway?
The hold of evil.
We'll pay for that. Hopefully the Romans. Before one of us gets tortured. Or worse. Nailed and hung till we can't breathe. On a cross. We won't yell at the Romans. There are other sick ones out there. What? Me? You were a robber. Still am. God knows. Don't worry, Mary. There's no saving me. I'm like everyone else.
Only if you believe that.
See? What I want to hear. There's no changing anything. We'll be stuck with the Romans, and the Mashiach will go after our teachers. But fine. Do what you do.
Can I love you? If you're like everyone else, can I love you?
Only God loves.
Who do you think I am?
Oh, no. He's your father, right? Fine. Love me. I'll just prove you crazy. You'll see.
Well, can you do one thing, at least?
What?
Don't misunderstand me. Please.
Too late.
Oh, John. Did we lose anyone back there? Can you ask that? You mean us or a few more people from the villages? I don't know where. Well, when we stop, I'll have to get to know them. Please don't tell me we have to backtrack after them. Because I want to go look for them again. We might visit that town again, but what's that to you?
It's tiresome. I asked you to come along, you came. But they must have families like us. Sometimes I wonder. Never mind. But I didn't think we'd be going backwards anyway.
Isn't that what a shepherd would do?
Say he has 100 sheep and he loses one. Why would he abandon a piece of the whole thing that drives his job?
He'll still have 99. The best would leave the 99 and go after the one.
Backwards, we're going forwards.
Rabbi, come quick, hurry!
Wait! Wait. Look, let's let the Nazarene talk. We finally caught this woman. This harlot in bed with another man besides her husband. She denied it, but now we know the truth. Moshe's law says for us to stone her. But do you? You with your little interpretations agree? Don't write, tell us. Do you agree?
What do you have to say? A sinner deserves it. But why does another sinner have to sin again? You should only trust someone sinless to do it. That's you? Then do what you need to.
What? What about you?
Me? Didn't you have accusers? Didn't you have accusers? Are they still here? Aren't they condemning you?
No.
Then I won't condemn you either. Go. Leave sin behind, teacher. The family is out, but you can stay here. I don't think that woman's gone, though.
You can thank me. What woman?
The Canaanite woman with a possessed daughter. You should just send her away.
Wait! Wait! You can heal people. She needs your help. I can't let her be like this.
Caiaphas says you're a Canaanite. Your people have tried to get rid of ours, we've heard.
I'm not those people. He's not a magician. He helps his own.
Did you hear? Why would I take my bread from the children of Israel and give it to dogs?
Even dogs can grab crumbs from under a master's table. Please?
You're not a dog. My people think dogs can't have faith. And your daughter is free.
Thank you. Excuse me.
It's all right. Go see him. Tell us if I'm right. Is he the Mashiach?
He's not.
Would the Mashiach say what he says?
I heard he's from Bethlehem in Galilee.
Isn't that where the Mashiach comes from?
I believe it. He raised his own friend from the dead.
Did you see that?
They said that anyone who believes in him will never grow old and die.
You can't stop that.
I think. Maybe not that kind of death.
Just... No, I like that.
I don't remember that.
He's from Galilee. You might have said two things at once. You promised wealth, too. That's what joy is.
Yeah, he said he came before Abraham. Oh. He said the holy name of the Lord when he said that. As if it were him.
Well, I'm glad he's going to spend Passover in Jerusalem. Someone will have sense and arrest him.
It's the Son of David! The Mashiach is here! He cured the blind man! And raised the dead!
Prefect Pilate can't stop us!
He's here!
Mashiach!
He's here in the city! The Passover brings promise!
Mashiach!
Jerusalem! You are. Why do I love you?
The Son of David! He's here! We're already free!
I don't know if there'll be an open space in Olive Grove with all the travelers for Passover. Who will stay to pay the man of this house?
Someone who has the money. Teacher.
The night's here. It It's time. You need time to pray. Anything else, get it out of your head. It's a bitter night, Kepha. More bitter than... Oh, God. I've been betrayed. Betrayed. You know the people want me dead. But you'll stay with me. Yeah, you'll stay. You'll leave me.
No,
I won't. I have my sword. I swear to God, you'll be safe. You ready? Let's go. Why did I tell you about the dream? Because I know it came from me. And you. It's not a dream. All those people. Every step I've taken on this earth, I've seen them. Heard them. But they weren't there. They come later. Please don't make me do this. I know you never meant to keep yourself away from the people you made, Israelite or no. I know everyone falls short of you, but you give them a choice. How could they fail? You did this. You did this. You made the law of morality, of good and evil. Break it, and you die. Unless there's a sacrifice. They can't give it. But I... You made the lamb. I have to die. Look. I'm sure it... A criminal with nails jammed in their hands and feet, raised up, causes pain I can't even think of. Baking in the sun. It's not that. You want to free your creation. I understand. You were separated by your own curtain. But listen to me. Man talks. Man thinks. If I do this, be sacrificed, and if you bring me back to life, prove who we were, what do you think they'll do? They'll tear it to pieces. Even the ones who believe it. And you. They'll forget you. They'll forget you? Damn you? Oh, not the cross. Not me. And some might use it to damn others. It'll all be ripped and raped. And in time, the very meaning of what we did will be torn. Again! And all the time I've tried to help them understand you. Understand. If they can't understand me now, however many words they try to gather, how will they let others do? 1,000 generations later, unless it's what they say it is. Anything we showed is going to get new meanings. Whatever they want. And all of it will be my fault. Because you left me to beat sin. Please. Please. If you're willing, take this away. We'll never change. No story will be complicated. To them, we'll be the same. If we did this, what would we become? What is this? Stop them! Stop! Stop this! No! Do something! We can do something!
I see. Stop! I love them. You love them too much for that. If there's no other way, let your will be made. Triumph. Father. But you left me. Do you know who I am? I am the High Priest. And in my house, the only trial a blasphemer deserves is one alone with me. All of the witnesses I brought in say one thing or another, no straight answers. But the people must know the truth, that you are... What are you? Aren't you going to say something? You've been arrested. It could be condemned. There's only one thing I need to know. Are you the Messiah? Are you the son of our blessed Lord? I am. Such! I don't need any more witnesses. The others in the council will hear. You will die for this, by God's hand, or otherwise. Stinny. Look at your prefect. Look at me. What have you done? Were the accusations right? Are you the king of the Jews? You thought that. Or did someone else tell you? What did you say? Do you think I'm one of you pigs? Your own leaders gave you to me. You deserve it, obviously. If only for that remark. What did you do? Do you think you're a king? You just don't want me to charge you with anything. I could make up one and no one would stop me. I think you need at least one thing. Wait. I made something for the king. Went outside and made a crown. Only thing there was a thorn bush. It's very clear the priests want us to kill him. They have some stupid law saying they can't. They said they might tell Caesar, as if they could. I've had enough of him, too. Crucify him with the other thieves. I'm on. Right there. Alright, that's enough. Don't help him anymore, we're here. Down.
Couldn't you listen to me? There was a good life. A good life!
Miriam, wait.
Teacher, what should we do? Everyone else is gone.
Be quiet.
Olin, be quiet. Last one.
It's time.
Where did it say? Now, help me.
For me. Just tell me. Tell me.
Why did you leave me? Yes.
Yeshua.
Rabbi.
Yeshua.
Father, take me. Take me. I give you my spirit. I was sure as... No, I wasn't. I thought too much.
Thinking's not bad.
So many things I could... What do you think, Judas?
I just want to know why he couldn't show himself to everyone. Not just us. If that's what he wanted to do.
He trusted us.
But why me? Well, if he trusted the Iscariot, the traitor. If he knew.
I can't say.
And then you buried him.
Yes.
And then the 3 days. I don't... Either someone stole the body. They say it's you. Or... But... There weren't a lot of things that made sense with him dead or alive.
No, Judith. They didn't. That's who he is.
Huh. Right. He is.
He's alive, Judas. After those 3 days, God raised him.
You said that. He didn't stay for long, I'm guessing. Maybe you'd be happier.
Maybe. But now... Now he's put his own cloud in our minds. And that's bringing what he said. The Lord opened his arms. Open himself to everyone, not just us. To love everyone, find others who will listen. But why would anyone believe that?
Why not?
Do you believe it?
Someone will,
but never mind. Judas, I've been wondering, are you still a robber? Did you ever
rob someone. I have to. Had once. That's enough.
You think Yeshua loved me?
I know he did.
Do you think he loved you?
Only God loves.
Judas. He trusted us for that. Take it.
He will. But what happens now? What happens now?
You've been listening to Yeshua on the Eliphas Hour. If you like this particular episode, please feel free to comment and subscribe if you want to hear more episodes later on. Yeshua was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and created the music for it. Stay tuned for our next two-parter in 3 weeks. I believe that the time that it's release will be around my birthday. Well, I'll tell you when we get there. This has been the Eliphas Hour.